can assure you, he ain't no Boy Scout, but they love him. We'll start with that today. Plus, Kushner gets it straight. Obamacare repeal, could it happen today? Sessions on the brink. Plus, the Butch Queen and black women with guns. It's quite a show lined up, actually. You ought to get a pencil. You ought to get a piece of paper. You ought to get some coffee and pull up your knickers. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, and welcome to it on a Tuesday. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you as part of the conversation. A lot going on. The president back on Twitter last night in a bit of a, you know, little burst. Just a little burst to keep everybody on their toes, which, well, he does a lot of that. A lot of tweeting yesterday. The ones that were coming last night. Let's see. So many stories about me and the Washington Post are fake news. They're as bad as ratings challenged CNN lobbyist for Amazon and taxes? Question mark. Is fake news Washington Post being used as lobbyist weapon against Congress to keep politicians from looking into Amazon, no tax monopoly? Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump campaign quietly working to boost Clinton. So where's the investigation? AG. At Sean Hannity. He sent that one to Sean for a little quick shout out. Another one on the Washington Post. The Amazon Washington Post fabricated the facts of my ending massive, dangerous, and wasteful payments the Syrian rebels against fighting Assad. It seems the president has focused on Jeff Bezos and his newspaper. That seems to be his number one focus right now. But surprisingly today, all of a sudden out of the president's efforts from the bully pulpit, but from somewhere, we are told there will be a vote today on a repeal and replace plan from the United States Senate on Obamacare. Twice dead, three times dead. It's back now. Senators lining up, apparently, to give this consideration, and the president being very tough on those who would consider not signing it, pointing out quite obviously that Republicans have been running their mouths about this for years and years. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects or with its forgotten victims. The president gathered with a bunch of so-called victims at the White House yesterday. Any senator who votes against starting a debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare. That is where he left it yesterday. And we'll get back to that in just a moment, because that's going to be happening later today. Apparently a vote from the United States Senate. We'll get to that. But also yesterday, just another sleepy day in Washington. Where little is going on. But Jared Kushner, good for him. Good for Jared Kushner. He went out and stood in front of the cameras, a guy who's obviously very uncomfortable being in front of the cameras, and gave a statement after meeting behind closed doors with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss his testimony that will continue today in front of members of the House. Jared Kushner, although I'm told that all the cool people, Alex has all the cool people, say Kushner, Jared Kushner. Well, I'm not one of the cool kids. I'm just a guy doing the news. Jared Kushner said in remarks at the White House that all of his actions in the 2016 campaign were proper. He did not collude with Russia during the presidential campaign. He was crystal clear. He was crystal clear. And he made this comment. I'm looking for bite number one, Jared Kushner, when he came out to address the media. Jared Kushner, go.
Since the first questions were raised in March, I have been consistent in saying that I was eager to share any information I have with the investigating bodies, and I've done so today. The record and documents I have voluntarily provided will show that all of my actions were proper and occurred in the normal course of events of a very unique campaign. Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information. Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him. It is an honor to work with President Trump and his administration as we take on the challenges that he was elected to face.
He ran a smarter campaign and he won. That right there it underscores the fact that he was very clear. It was a good day for the Trump campaign in regards to the ongoing, never-ending Russia investigation into, well, God, who knows what. Because Jared Kushner did not waver. He did not mince words. I did not collude with the Russians. I did not, you know, have any involvement. I did not take money from them. I was not involved with any of it. I don't know that anybody was. I know of nobody in our campaign that was involved with the Russians, period, paragraph. Of course, he's become a key figure in this whole political frenzy, this frothing at the mouth. Now, listen, let me be perfectly clear. If for some reason it is shown that there was some sort of inappropriate efforts between the Trump campaign and Donald Trump and his team, I would be happy to say it's time for them to go, but there is no such evidence at this point. I don't believe there is such evidence to be found. Because having conversations with Russia about how Donald Trump as president might have his relationship with Russia is not only perfectly acceptable, it's expected. What else would you have them talk about? Playing tennis? How to meet girls? Bad idea. Yeah, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump talking about how to meet girls. That would be a bad idea. But when Jared Kushner says, let me be clear, I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. That's a good day for this White House. Now, if on the heels of that, Obamacare gets a repeal, that'd be a very good day for this White House. We'll talk about that, what it means, where they are, what they're actually voting on. Nobody's quite sure. Right after this. Welcome to it on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.